Good morning, Oregon. It's Friday, November 25th. This is Elena Neal-Sachs with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Looking for something festive to do in the coming days and weeks? Be sure to check out the Oregonian and Oregon Live's list of events, music, lighting displays, and other attractions at OregonLive.com. Here's a glimpse of what's going on. Portland's annual tree lighting is happening at 5:30 p.m. today at Pioneer Courthouse Square. Get cozy with a few hundred of your closest neighbors and celebrate the kickoff of the holiday season with over 14,000 LED lights on the tree. If you're into nonstop holiday songs, might we suggest A Very Merry PDXmas at the Broadway Rose Theater? The musical's opening is tonight at 7:30, and shows continue Thursdays through Sundays until December 22nd. Expect classic carols, holiday pop songs, and original offbeat material that reflects the character of the Portland area. This Saturday, the Lloyd Center's ice rink will be all dressed up in festive decor for the Grinch Skate from 1 to 3 p.m. Expect holiday music, fun crafts, and more. For more fun holiday activity ideas, go to OregonLive.com. After more than 2 years of pandemic learning upheaval, states around the country are working hard to help students catch up in reading and math. Frequent individualized tutoring has been a key strategy. But in Oregon, the rollout has been slow. The state's school districts have more than $1 billion in federal pandemic aid to spend as they see fit by 2024. But so far, just 8% of districts have told the State Department of Education they're earmarking some of the funds for so-called high-dosage tutoring. It's a bit puzzling, given an emerging consensus among researchers that the strategy is one of the most effective ways to help students catch up. According to researchers, this type of tutoring can bring students up an entire grade level within a single school year, if done right. Portland Public Schools set aside nearly $1.1 million for high-dosage tutoring, which is set to begin in January at elementary and K-8 schools with the greatest need for reading support. Tutoring for middle and high schoolers is expected to follow. There is yet another update in the tech industry layoff saga. On Tuesday, Intel said it reduced potential stock payouts for its CEO, Pat Gelsinger, after investors complained. The cuts come as employees are bracing for layoffs across the company as part of a broader plan to reduce corporate spending. The payout reforms could be mostly symbolic, though. Given Intel's declining share price, many of Gelsinger's stock awards are likely out of reach anyway. When Gelsinger joined Intel, his compensation package was valued at a whopping $179 million, nearly all of which came in stock bonuses tied to the company's share price. But in the time since Gelsinger came on board in February 2021, Intel's stock fell by more than half. Along with other reforms to its executive pay practices, Intel said it will limit cash bonuses, make changes to performance payouts, and won't use stock price as the sole basis for future hiring bonuses, among other adjustments. Oregon High School Football State Championship games are this weekend. The Oregonian and Oregon Live have put together a guide with info on when, where, and how to watch. Many Oregon school athletic events are live streamed by the National Federation of State High School Associations, and subscribers can watch for about $12 per month or $80 per year. Today, in the Class 6A Columbia Cup, number 18 seed Westview takes on number 28, North Salem, at 11 a.m. at Hillsborough Stadium. In the Class 6A State Championship, number 1 seed West Lynn takes on number 2, Sheldon, at 3 p.m., also at Hillsborough. That game is followed by a matchup between Class 5A's number 1 seed Summit and number 2 seed Wilsonville at 7 p.m. All three games will be streamed on Rip City Radio and the OSAA Radio Network, and the first two will air on Portland CW. All three games will be video streamed on the NFHS Network. For the Saturday schedule, check out our guide online. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to OregonLive.com/podsupport.